Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a lot to unpack in this week's gospel story. A miracle, this dramatic scene between Jesus and Peter. But what I'd like for us to explore this morning is the very beginning of this passage, the very first verses. Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. If we remember back to last week's gospel reading, Jesus had wanted to take some quiet alone time, but he was followed by crowds of thousands who he then healed and, with the help of his disciples, fed. This week, we see that Jesus does not abandon his original plan of finding restorative time to connect with God. Instead, once he has cared for the crowds, Jesus very intentionally dismisses them, sends the disciples off in a boat, and walks up a hill to pray in solitude. Jesus intentionally takes time to be with God. It might seem a small detail, but it deserves our attention because this is a pattern in Jesus' life. Our gospel writers tell us that he often withdrew to quiet places to pray. This habit of intentional prayer time sustains and nourishes Jesus, keeping him connected with God. I can hear Jesus' deliberate, habitual seeking out of quiet time with God reflected in verse 4 from our psalm today, Psalm 105. Let's listen. Search for the Lord and God's strength. Continually seek God's face. The Psalms are ancient prayers prayed over thousands of years by millions of people, including Jesus. Jesus knew the Psalms very well, and our gospel writers tell us that he quoted from them often. It's amazing to think that when we pray the Psalms, we are praying the same prayers as Jesus. Search for the Lord and God's strength. Continually seek God's face. Isn't that a beautiful description of what Jesus is doing, was always doing in his earthly ministry, and what he is specifically doing when he intentionally seeks solitary prayer time? Jesus is seeking to be in tune with God and drawing strength from that relationship. Our gospel writer of Matthew dramatically shows us this strength Jesus draws from his prayer life in the rest of this morning's gospel passage. The writer of Matthew wants to show us who Jesus is. He wants to show us that Jesus is the Son of God, wants to show us Jesus' divinity and his humanity here. There's the divine walking on water, and Jesus' words, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid," which echo the words of God and of angels throughout the Bible. And there's the very human touch of Jesus' hand pulling Peter up out of the sea. Search for the Lord and God's strength. Continually seek God's face. What might Jesus' practice of quiet prayer teach us about how we might seek out God's strength? How we might intentionally make room for spending quiet time alone with God? Maybe for us this means first looking at our calendars and thinking about what time of day would work best, a time of day for prayer that would be sustainable, for an amount of time that would be sustainable, so that our restorative quiet becomes a habit. We could start with 5 minutes and see what happens. Jesus takes his time with God in this passage just after he has finished his ministry of healing and feeding, showing us that transition points in our days can be good times for prayer. Maybe, like Jesus here, we check in with God at the end of our workday. Or maybe first thing in the morning is best, early, before the needs, distractions, and worries of the day can steal our attention. Or maybe lunchtime is best, or the evening, or just before bedtime. Our Christian tradition has identified certain hinge moments of our days as particularly fruitful for prayer. This is reflected in the monastic tradition of praying the hours, and in our own Anglican and Episcopal tradition of the practice of praying the daily office. In our Book of Common Prayer, there are prayers for morning, noonday, evening, and bedtime. We can find these offices in the prayer book itself, and there are also many online resources, podcasts, and apps that serve as helpful guides for the daily office and for other forms of daily prayer. And if you're interested in those, I can send you a list. Let us know. Once we've identified a time for prayer, it can help if we literally put our appointment with God in the calendar. And it helps if we try to honor that appointment in the same way we would honor any appointment. We keep it, just like Jesus does. And if there's an emergent need that comes up, in Jesus' case it was thousands of people who needed him, God will understand. Jesus shows us how to reschedule our time with God instead of canceling it. When we arrive at our prayer time, Jesus shows us how to intentionally transition from what we were doing before so that we can be fully attentive. Notice in our gospel story how Jesus sends off those around him who he has cared for, letting go of his day's work. And then he walks to a different place. This kind of transition ritual or change of place can be important in honoring our prayer time. For us, maybe this means changing rooms, or going outside to sit under a tree, or going for a walk or a run, a ride in our car or on our bikes. If it's first thing in the morning, maybe it means getting out of bed and sitting by a window with a cup of coffee or tea. Maybe it means lighting a candle. Or the prayer time itself could serve as a transition for us, allowing us to let go of something, to give something over into God's hands. Here's an example of this. When I was a hospital chaplain intern during clinical pastoral education, one of the staff chaplains told me that each day, at the end of her shift, she would go into the hospital chapel and sit quietly, and she would think of each patient and family and staff member that she had visited. And she would symbolically place each one into the chapel space with this prayer. God, you held them before and during our visit. Continue to hold them now. With this ritual of returning her patients to God's care, she was able to let go of her work so that she could attend to the other important pieces of her life. Making and keeping a regular habitual appointment with God, a change of space, a small ritual of transition. These are practical ways Jesus shows us to intentionally carve out space in our days for restorative time with God. If Jesus needed regular times of prayer, then surely we do as well. In the days and weeks ahead, how might we follow Jesus' example and intentionally search for and take time with God? How might we seek God's face and draw strength from God during this extraordinary time of need in our lives and in the world? Search for the Lord and God's strength. Continually seek God's face.